Blog Talk Radio.
I'm your host, Derek Flux Felix, and he is Colin Kennedy, as we bring back football madness, or I should say probably football badness, shouldn't I, Colin?
Football sadness for you.
Well, yeah, football sadness for our wolves, for my wolves. I am broadcasting live from a studio here in Staten Island at my buddy's. And it feels kind of interesting to broadcast from the studio. It's just too bad I don't have headphones on, you know, and, like, can really broadcast, you know, and do such a great thing. But they're watching a very interesting show, actually, that looks really good. But we could talk about that later. It's one of those shows that you could find on Netflix. But this is Football Madness or Football Sadness, and this is the show about football, so... NFL Week 4 is wrapped up, Colin, and not a good night for the New York Giants. Not a good night for if you're a big blue supporter, as they fall to the Minnesota Vikings. The Vikings just dominant for most of the game, I would say. Defensively, just taking Odell Beckham Jr. out of the game, shutting him down, and defeating the Giants 24-10. And the Giants have lost two straight games. They lost a game they needed to win against the Redskins, and I knew they needed to win it. And they lost the game to the Vikings in Minnesota, which is not really a surprise. So they're back to square one as we get ready for the next week.
Yeah, it's going to be tough to bounce back but on a short week. But I think they can beat the Redskins.
They play them again.
Oh, I thought it's just they lost to the Redskins. That's right.
No, they have the bad loss to the Redskins. I think they play the Redskins twice pretty early, though. I'm not even sure what the next game is. I'm going to actually check, see if I can find it here on my schedule here of, like, stuff here as I look here. I think it was just, it's not so much.
Yeah,
they're
not playing that
lost.
Soon, but.
It's not so much they lost. I mean, the Vikings are a very good team, but some disturbing things that are happening with the Giants, and I'm talking about Odell Beckham Jr. Once again, showing the maturity of a 10-year-old on the football field, getting totally taken out of his game. He had a reception, and then he gets pushed out of bounds, and he reacts and gets on his boys for my conduct, and his behavior is just, it's juvenile. You know, maybe Tiki Miki Barber is right. Maybe he really is a B player. So, I'm very disappointed with him.
They're at Green Bay for the next game.
They're going to lose that game, too. And you know what the sad part is? That's a winnable game. Because Green Bay, I don't consider Green Bay like a great team. Like you can.
I don't think they're as good as Minnesota.
They're definitely not as good as Minnesota. Like you could probably put points up against them, but if you don't have a run game, number one, and right now they don't have a run game. Darkwa did get a touchdown after a nice play set up by a reception, a nice catch by Perkins, 6-7 yarder. Where I never even heard of Perkins before. I've heard of Perkins Restaurant, but He did a nice, made a short throw, a screen, and he just did the rest and got them in position. And then, you know, a little bit of a run and get right back in there. And then, so it's 17-10. You're thinking, well, maybe there's still a chance here. And what happens? Defense just lets down. They let the Vikings just go right down the field. So the Vikings go right down the field, McKinnon with a 4-yard run. And, like, they put up total resistance on that. They weren't even set, the defense. And that was pretty embarrassing. And, yeah, the odd part about this game, the Giants had 339 total yards. The Vikings had 366. The first downs were 22-18 Vikings. The Giants' penalties killed them. They took some bad penalties early. 8 for 69, the Vikings only 6 for 37. But the Giants also turned it over 2 times, including the fumble. That was a big play by Harris. They got a 3-and-out at the beginning of the game. They had them pinned deep. And then they were going to have great field position. They were going to play the field position game, which makes sense. And what do? Harris fumbles the football on a punt.
He fumbled it.
From his own 45. Just a routine, should have been a routine catch, and he fumbles it. And that changed the whole game. It changed the whole first half. And that was a huge play. And in the second half, something like Beckham dropped the ball, and it got intercepted by Rhodes, who was driving him nuts. Xavier Rhodes was driving him nuts. And once again, Beckham Jr., look, if this is not going to behave, I don't want this guy on my roster. I really don't. I don't need a me player on my roster. And Tiki Barber was a very good Giant who did leave it out there. But you know what? He was a me player. So I guess it takes one me player to call out another me player.
Was Tiki Barber a me player? Because I never got that from him, you know, being from a neutral observer.
Well, let's just put it this way. He tried to undermine Tom Coughlin. He basically tried to get him fired after, like, his first year. So I've never liked Tiki Barber, and most Giants fans hate Tiki Barber. Yeah, he was a good player on the field, but as far as everything else, he was bad. He was bad. So,
well, I had no idea he was looking like that. I always thought he was kind of respected up there.
You know what? The fans did respect him. They respected him. He played hurt, but then once he, like, bad-mouthed our coach, the fans turned against him. And then what happened? As soon as he retired, the Giants wound up going to the Super Bowl, winning a Super Bowl. And then he was still talking bad about Coughlin and how they have to get rid of him. I mean, he's just an idiot. He's an idiot with a big mouth. He's a douchebag. I don't know. I just don't like him. And now Beckham. Beckham threw a tantrum last week. I didn't even know about that. He threw a tantrum at the end of last week's game with the Redskins, and that's just, like, it's uncalled for. You know, act the right way. Act like you've been there before.
Yeah.
And, well, maybe it's the blonde hair. The blonde streak. I don't know. And it's here. You know, maybe he really is just a diva. I don't know. He acts like a diva. I mean, and I'm not a fan of that. I am not a fan of it. But this is our football show. We've got a good 20 minutes live, an extra 15. 424-675-8226. Just disappointing game. Yeah, I mean, they called a pass interference also. I didn't think it was a pass interference, but they called it, and it set the Vikings up. And I have to hear about it. In the first half, when I was really paying attention before I went over to my friend's house, because it's my buddy turned 35 yesterday. Out here hanging out. But, like, you know, I just feel like it's like I watched the first half, and I have to hear John Gruden getting on his knees, getting on his hands and knees for the Vikings defense. It was just like, enough already. All right, we know that they're good. And I have to hear the ESPN guy saying, oh, yeah, that will definitely pass interference. Right. Right. And you know what? Bottom line is the Giants didn't play well enough anyway. And if they're going to continue to turn over the football, then it's going to continue to go bad. It's going to continue to go badly. So, So it's just going to continue to go badly. And my friend doesn't even realize I'm on the phone, but that's okay. We are doing this little 20-minute thing, and I'm probably going to drop off out my friend too. Maybe drive out. I don't know. We'll see. But we got 20 minutes to play with. We did a little bit of NFL yesterday, didn't we?
I think we got a little bit of it.
Yeah, we did a little bit of it. All right. So we did a little bit of it, and were there any games? Just trying to think, any games that we should have highlighted that we didn't discuss earlier?
I don't think so. Other than maybe the Steelers beating the crap out of Jeff Batchelor's Chiefs, they look pretty good. GQ's the GQ show.
The GQ show.
Yeah, his Steelers look good.
Yeah, they got their ass beat, I guess the Eagles, basically. They did get their ass beat the week before, but
they did
have a little bit of a response. So that's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. Yeah, that's cool. Slice of pizza. I probably will. Yeah. You know what? You take it. There's a leftover slice of pizza here from their little party thingy. So. This smells good. Oh, wow. This smells very good. Oh, no. Delightful. Delightful. Nah, I'm doing a little bit of a show right now, so it's only 18 minutes. I could do it from the car. All right. My friend needs to sleep, so we're gonna be doing this from the road, I guess. You staying here, Josh? All right, stay.
It's a mobile show.
It's a mobile show, man. I'll be back. No,
we have the JPG subway stop in the background.
On the road again.
Yeah, I'll be back. By the time I'm back, I'll probably be over. I'm just doing a podcast with my buddy. Yeah. Well, you know what? You let me know when you're ready to be a part of my show, man. I'll feature you. And we'll do interviews and stuff. We'll feature you. I told my buddy Colin about your studio. Yeah, man. So we know all about it. My boy here is going to be releasing his album. So we're gonna be featuring some new stuff, actually. So it's gonna be cool. That is Pete Coles, by the way, in the background. So I'll just give it a little rep to Sahil from his album, the Pop Off. So I'll be right back. All right, I'll be back in about 20. Yeah. They thought I was meditating, by the way. I might have been meditating, Colin. Huh?
Maybe in some sense.
You know what's funny? Here's what's funny. As I get ready to drive, my boy Franzone here, happy birthday to Franzone. I'll give a little shout out on our program. I decided to book this show, right? And JPG, of course, questions me, or JVG, because he moved to Vegas. He decides he doesn't want to hang around here anymore. But I don't blame him, actually, especially with the taxes and the costs. That's why I moved to Vegas, by the way.
Right.
And good luck to him, too. Hopefully I'll get out there in April if everything goes well enough. Maybe even see the big man. That would be an interesting meeting of the minds. Could I meet Nate Sousa? That's the other question, too. So they're planning, this whole thing. So he questioned me, right? He's like, are you doing a show or are you not doing a show, right? And I had to come out for my boy here. My boy, he comes out to all the Ranger games with us.
He's got a rocking a Red Wings jersey tonight. Looks pretty sharp. When did you get that? When did you get the Red Wings jersey, Mike?
I had it a couple weeks ago.
You had it a couple weeks ago?
Yeah.
That's awesome, man. How much did you pay for that?
I was actually given it as a gift.
A gift? Yeah. Well, that's a nice gift, man. I want to get a Red Wings jersey just like that, except, like, better off. I want to rock, like, an old better off.
So,
look
good in a Red Wings jersey.
Yeah, I would. I would definitely look good in a Red Wings jersey.
I'm wearing it at the Garden.
Well, as long as it's not against the Red Wings, no, I know it's a jersey foul. You can't wear like different jerseys to games because hockey fans are weird. Hockey fans look at you. They're like, "What are you doing wearing that?" Like, but like, he questioned me. So getting back to JPG, he questioned me. He's like, "All right, so you're not doing a show, da-da-da-da-da, da-da-da-da. And then what did I say? What did I say in the chat room, Colin?
You were going to do it at 1 a.m.
I did say that. I said that. I said 10 catered. I did say it. I said 10 catered. He didn't listen. And guess what?
I saw it.
I even texted it out. I texted it out, and I said that I was still doing one. And where is he? That's right. He's disappeared. He's gone.
He's pizza wasted.
You know what? He probably ordered another bad thing of Papa John's. And he kept out. And Peyton Manning, our good boy Peyton Manning, who called my show once and got me a whole bunch of hits, brought him some Budweiser, along with some other stuff. And he might be right about Eli right now. But, like, God, I wish you could have been part of that show. Have you listened to that show?
I have.
You've heard, right? You've heard it, right? I mean, it was all over YouTube, everything. And God, it got a zillion hits. But, like, you know, it's funny. Like, we're doing these shows. But JPG, I'm calling out JPG, actually. Mr. Vegas. This is not about curfew anymore. I mean, I should be in bed right now, but I'm hanging out because it was my friend's birthday. But, like, I'm hanging out. It's like, and curfew G, it's 10 o'clock catered. That's not late, okay? Him and Brian decide to, like, conference call me before. And, like, the same Brian David who will not get back to me. The same Brian David
right. That
will not get back to me. Or every time I call him, it's on answering machine. We have a little saying, me and JPG. Every time you call Brian, right? Brian, I do not pick up, do not answer the phone, but I do call you back or whatever. That's what we call Brian, because he doesn't answer his phone ever. He never answers his phone. It's the funniest thing. I mean,
it's
the
damnedest
thing. It's the damnedest thing. You know, it's like. The Giants playing like a bunch of wusses tonight against the Vikings, with our coach deciding not to go for it on fourth down because he should have. You know what? Just friggin' go for it. Roll the friggin' dice and go for it. I mean, who cares if you're at your own 38-yard line? You're down by 14 points. You got nothing going on. They should have just gone for it. It was like that. You know what it was like? It was like that third down call. They had this third down call, right, where they picked up 9 yards in the first play, right? And they're in Vikings territory, like at the 40, I think. And then second down, they have Eli throw. He just gets rid of it right away because he's afraid of the blitz, and he's trying not to just throw balls up because of what happened last week. And then third down, what do? Predictable Giants, Colin. Doesn't matter who coaches them. Shotgun formation. I look at it. I'm like, shotgun formation. And I could tell right away. It's a draw play. Like, you think shotgun formation is going to work. But how is shotgun formation going to work when you can't block anybody up front when they're faster than you? Why would you run on 3rd and 1 with shotgun formation? That's the stupidest thing I've ever seen. And this is what the Giants do. This is what the New York Giants do. They do these stupid plays that anybody could predict. All I have to do is look at what they had or whatever, the format. And it was like, oh God, you gotta be kidding me. Right? Like I knew the play. And then I went off in the chat room and Rob Davis reappeared. Of course. Rob retired with Davis, who's retired
But someday he'll probably call it to one of our shows because now the Bills have only let us have won two games in a row. So he'll be back on our show pretty soon. And what can I say? What can you say? This is – but you know what? I know. I'm complaining about the Giants, and I shouldn't be. You know, the Giants who have won all the Super Bowls. I think – you know what I think? And I told this to JPG yesterday on yesterday's show, that when they made that little stop at Chicago for his flight and he wound up in Vegas, maybe that's why the Bears finally won a game. Yeah. Nuts. So – I don't know. This is my little theory.
Could have been.
They played who? The Tampa Bay Bucks?
Detroit, I believe.
17. Oh, it was Detroit. Another, like, overrated team. Brother. Man. I mean, are the Vikings taking this? Are the Vikings just the best team in the NFC? It doesn't matter if they lost their starting running back, Peterson. Are they the best team in the NFC? Is it going to happen? The Vikings.
Well, they're probably pretty. I mean, they got to be considered one of the best teams right now. I would say got the best record, and they've beaten some contending teams, or so we thought they were contenders.
Mm-hmm.
Green Bay and Carolina.
No doubt.
The Giants are not a bad team either. You know. So. But losing Vereen, that really hurts the Giants. You know, they just don't have any run game. Jennings.
Yeah. We're looking at we have a live picture here, so I'm dropping off mic of a fire engine, something going on next to a bus. So this is a live look in here. I wish I could take a photo of it. But a live look in on a very quiet, unknown street that's very busy during the day. And they still haven't fixed the street. Main street, and they still haven't fixed all. You know what? Is that a... Wow, this bus is turned. Oh, it's a garbage truck. It doesn't. You know what? Oh, it's one of those. It looked like something else. Is that what that is? And of course, they make a illegal U-turn. I wish I could do that, right? Make a illegal U-turn. But no, not Derek Flux Felix. Not gonna happen. Yo, do you ever go to that
not
bagel
the
place? I'm talking about it for a second. You ever go to that bagel place over by, like, the corner of Amboy? They have, like, it's like a place that only takes cash. You know, by Page? You know what I'm talking about?
I know you mentioned it, but no, I don't think I've been in there.
It's a good place, actually. They got, like, all sorts of stuff. They got, like, they just, like, switched ownership or whatever.
Okay.
The next one. They changed ownership, but, like, it looks like it's going to be even better, though. Yeah, that's right, the next one. But, like, it actually looks like it's going to be pretty good, actually. Yeah, they're going to be, like, they're redoing it or whatever, but they have all the same stuff, and they kept most of their employees. So, but it's new owner. It's, like, new. You have to check it out, actually. They have like, really good coffee and stuff. Yeah, it's actually pretty good. And their bagels are probably one of the best bagel places out here, too. Do you get bagels out down there in Georgia?
Not like you guys get up there. The best bagel I've ever had was when I came up there last year.
Hey, happy birthday, buddy.
Thank you.
All right, man. And get some sleep and have a good day off, all right? Come by tomorrow if you want to watch some hockey.
Okay.
Oh, that's right. I'm over at my mom's tomorrow night. But I'll see you tomorrow anyway, probably, all right? Take it easy, buddy. All right, that is Michael Franzone. Dropped him off. You know, he was hurt 35 today. 35, actually. 35 yesterday. So, he's 35, you know. I'm turning 40. So, man, JNF, you and JNF have birthdays a day apart later this month. How do you feel about that? Yeah. Man.
Not really looking forward to it, but, you know, it happens. I'll try to make the best of it.
I can't believe it. My brother is turning 33, man. I don't know how that could be, but he is. He's turning 33. And what will you be? 31?
32.
32.
No, 31.
Wow, that's right. You
31.
Got 2 years apart.
31.
Honestly? 31?
30, yeah, 31.
Dark? Yeah,
I was born in 85.
Can I say something to you? You don't look like you're over. You don't look like you're 30 at all.
I get that all the time, so
honestly,
I try to live a stress-free life.
Honestly,
so I think that's part of it.
You could pass for about 26 or 27, easy. Yeah.
Well, that's
I would
good
definitely
to know.
Say that. No, seriously, like I tell people, right? I tell people at work that, like, I'm going to be 40, like, well,
you can pass
for you
a much younger
girl.
Girl.
They're like, I thought you were much younger than that, you know?
Yeah,
I have really good genes, and you know, I got good parents, and I don't know.
You have a runner's build.
I got to get back to the runner's build, working on the gym, get back to the runner's build. I got to drop some weight. I want to congratulate you, by the way, man. You did a good job there. I saw that you put a post up about dropping weight, man. That's a good job out of you, man.
Yeah.
So
appreciate that.
Congratulations.
Man. A lot of hard work.
Yeah, my brother's down to like 240 too. So
I've noticed that. He looks good. I saw a picture of him. I guess
man.
I don't know how recent it was, but he definitely looks like he's shed a lot of weight too. So that's
oh,
great.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Gives you a different
yeah.
Spring, you know, your step and all.
I'm the
little more confident.
I need to get down. I'm up to like 170, 171. I need to get back to about 150.
Oh, boo, 170, boo. Ooh.
Nah, but
miserable.
Yeah, but I'm only 5'11 and a half, and it's just not a good look for me. I need to get on the program, man. Get on the ball, so, you know.
Start pumping some iron, bro.
Get on the elliptical and just the legs, stuff, the abs. Got to do it because I work that stupid office job. So, I mean, I don't got a choice.
It's hard to stay active there, isn't it?
We didn't talk a lot of football, but that's okay. I mean, this is basically a makeup show. I promised I would do a show. I vowed to do it, and here we are. I was hoping Mr. Vegas G would call in. There's still 3 minutes left. Where is this Oos? What is he doing? He said he had a big announcement today. What's that all about?
Yeah, I'm not sure what that was. I asked about that, and he said he
and then you got nothing
forgot
out
what
of
he was going to say. Yeah, I think
he was
pulling our leg a little bit about.
That's so
I think
Vegas
he was setting up a joke. He was setting up a joke, and I think he forgot that he set it up.
He set up a punchline, and he totally fucked up on it, which is just typical G, typical of JPG. Blue JPG, will he be pulling for his Blue Jays tonight, or will it be his Orioles? Who will he be rooting for on Tuesday night in the AL Wild Card Showdown?
I think he already pledged his allegiance to the Blue Jays. I think he
Blue
did that
JPG?
Last night.
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah. You know, I looked at the pitching matchup, though. Oh, my God. That's a bad pitching matchup. Oh.
It's going to be a fun game to watch. It's going to be a lot of runs.
Marcus Stroman, who has not been good all year, against Tillman, right? Chris Tillman, I think.
I believe
so. That is the pitching matchup. You know what? I think there are going to be about at least five or six home runs in that game. So.
They're gonna go all out for sure.
Yeah,
it's gonna be fun to watch. You know, for whatever reason, it's just like this time of year.
I don't
it seems like the game's
I'm
always
pretty annoyed with old Bell
players back step up
right now.
I
started getting down on him last year too, and Rob was like, "Here, we'll take Odell Beckham." I'm like, "Yeah, you know what? Take him. All right, take this fake ass nigga." As they basically say at Harlem, or whatever. Take this fake ass like show off or whatever with his blonde strip and his his immaturity, his attitude. Jerry Reese actually, our GM actually had a long talk with him after the game. I was reading about it on Twitter. So he had he pulled him over, 15-minute conversation. So they're not happy with him. And I don't think, has Beckham even got in the end zone this year or not? You know the Giants' best receivers this year are Cruz.
Sterling Shepard.
Cruz and Shepard. Cruz showed up for tonight's game. He had 5 catches for 50 yards. He didn't have no 3 catches for 23 and take a stupid unsportsmanlike penalty and act like a complete idiot for the second straight week. The Vikings also shut down last week. They played the Panthers, right? Your boy.
Yes.
they shut down your boy's receiver. That's right, from Carolina.
Yeah.
What the hell is the dude's name? They shut him down.
Benjamin.
So that's two straight weeks. Yeah, they shut him down. So it's like, their defense was legit. And I was watching, like, a lot of the coverage, and Xavier Rhodes was right on Beckham, actually. Beckham's does the tabs. He made a great attempt at a one-handed, left-handed catch. But, you know, Eli made a good – it was a tough throw to make and a tough hit. He made a good dive for it, but you know, he dropped it. It was too hard. It was kind of – that would have been a great catch, all right? It would have been a highlight reel catch. Like, all right, I mean, I appreciate the talent together, though, as we are now in overtime, 15 minutes.
Overtime.
And if you have listened to our shows before – you know that if you've gone this far, this is the podcast. Well, there's every show is a podcast, so if you could download any of our podcasts on our Hard Hits page, blogtalkradio.com/hardhits21. That is our page, Hard Hits Network. You know, if you're into like classic shows before they changed the whole format of this. You got to check out some of our old shows. We did some 3 hours, 5 hour shows that drew a whole bunch of hits. This program goes back to, I signed up late January of 2007, actually, as a cop is going through. It's about to go through. Is that a cop or not? It probably is a cop. What all the cops do out here is just hang out.
They wait.
Looks like they wait
for cherubic young lads like you to come through.
You know what they wait? You know why they hang out? Because people don't know how to drive, number one. Number two, there's a whole bunch of idiots that live out here on the South Shore. So, what's that? So, it's like, oh, people are just stupid, man. I don't know. I can't really figure it out. I don't know why they're stupid, but they are. They are stupid. But be that as it may, we are in overtime. We've got about 13 and a half minutes left. Yesterday we gave out awards. We handed out awards. Top rookies. I think the only debate is who are you going with? Are you going with... the guy the Mets traded for Cespedes, which turned out to be a great deal for both the Mets and the Tigers, Cespedes, I don't know what this dude is, but like, or are you going for Gary Sanchez, who hit the 20 home runs, and did it in like record fashion? So,
I'm going for Sanchez. I said that earlier in the week. I think he just brought more fans and more excitement to the game. You know, I think that he deserves a little bit of credit for that. You know, 20 home runs and 50 at bats. I mean, that's pretty awesome. I mean, and when you boil it down,
awesome,
I know he's a starting pitcher, but you know, just if all things being the same, Gary Sanchez actually played more than Michael Fulmer. Michael Fulmer started 26 games. I get it. He's a starting pitcher, but you can't hold that quarter of a season or whatever it was against Sanchez.
Yeah.
I mean, he put up
big
numbers.
Not
that.
Yeah. 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 So, we've got about 11. There's the Giants fan too. We've got 11 minutes left. Got 11 minutes left in this thing, and I'm actually in the studio again listening to some music. Got some music in the background, some recordings. I'm actually going to hang out in the studio. Can you hear the music at all?
I can.
You can at all? But you can hear me,
no, I
right?
can. I can hear you
can,
and
right?
the music.
You
yes.
like the music? The music's pretty good, actually.
I can't. Yeah, I from what I gather. I can't hear it. Like,
all right.
There you go.
I just wanted to give you a listen to the music so you could hear it. Here.
Okay.
All right. So so we've got like an extra 10 minutes here to kill. 10 minutes basically here, as we do our overtime segment. I see JNF here also hanging out. I'm gonna go outside. I'm actually gonna go outside and finish this actually. I'm gonna finish the show from outside, actually, in a nice chair and chill out, basically. So
JNF hanging out.
JNF hangs out a lot.
Staten Island.
This is a great place to hang out. A great place to chill. Yep. In the studio.
Sounds like it.
Of a future star that we're gonna be featuring on Hard Hits Network. So, I didn't say. And I should have said it, and I forgot to say it. But a happy Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah Tova to all my Jewish friends out there, to all my Jew fam, even if you're not Jewish, happy New Year or whatever. So a sweet New Year for everybody. And I even got a text from one of my friends, one of my coworkers at work. She works basically just from home, and she sent me a happy, healthy New Year thing, and I thought that was pretty cool. So I got to give a shout out to Zoe, one of my good friends, you know, from work. So, so this show is all about.
Shout out, Zoe.
Just, we're giving out shout outs, man. You know, I mean, now the other New York team, there's two New York teams, actually. Actually, if you really think about it, the only one that's located in New York is really the Bills.
Right.
And the Bills. And the Bills basically are back to 2-2. While the Giants and Jets are both looking pretty bad. Well, the Jets, they got their ass beat by the Chiefs. We knew that was going to happen. You know, we called that one. You know. I don't think they're not good enough to beat Seattle, you know. And with Fitzpatrick turning into Fitztragic, you know, even Fitzmagic or Fitztragic, how did he throw?
He's been Fitztragic lately.
How did he throw 6 INTs in that game? That's what I want to know. How does a quarterback get tipped?
You know, I don't think all 6 were his fault. I wouldn't imagine, but. You know, nevertheless, they happen.
But all right, so he threw what? What did he throw? Another 3 yesterday, or was it 2? I think
he threw 3 more. I think I saw he had 9 in 2 games.
That's insane. I mean, if you're the Jets, right? I'm still working here. We got another 7 minutes, and then I can listen to it. All right, so what do you do? What do you do if you're the Jets? You know, when your quarterback's struggling, and their secondary, by the way, is having big issues. So, unless they're blitz, because they have some good guys up front, including Wilkerson and a couple other guys, unless their blitz is able to get to the quarterback, they're going to have their issues. They're going to have problems winning games, winning football games. And their schedule does not get any easier either. So, these are all, like, legit things that you have to be concerned about. Now, the Buffalo Bills, hey, man, the Bills are 2-2, Colin, back in it. If they're beating the Patriots, you got to feel pretty good if you're a Bills fan.
I think so. I'm glad they were able to win a couple games.
Can they actually stay in it, though? That's the question.
I think they can stay in it.
I mean,
you know, like the Dolphins and the Jets aren't very good, so they can end up maybe sneaking into a wild card spot somewhere, possibly.
The only problem
they can
only
just take
the
care
Bills.
Of the division
they
games.
They lost to the Jets. They lost to the Jets already, so but they did beat the Patriots. So
right,
and the Dolphins pretty much suck. They really.
I think they
can
beat
enough.
The Dolphins both times and the Jets next time and. You know, they probably won't beat the Patriots again. It'd be hard pressed to imagine them beating the Patriots twice in a season because they have such bad luck against them. But I guess it's possible.
So let's take a look at the Bills. I'm looking at the Bills. I'm on the Bills, actually, site here. We're taking a look here at their schedule coming up. I always hear from our Bills Mafia, how their schedule is tough or whatever. And, you know, but you know what? Brian Sanhorn called the win against Arizona. And remember, we didn't understand the line to begin with, and I couldn't find enough reasons for the Bills to win, but they did fire their offensive quarter. And sometimes, sometimes when you make a move like that, it kind of wakes up.
Yeah, it's been a good decision, hasn't it?
Yeah, I mean,
we kind of criticized that move, but it turned their 2-0 sense, right?
Yeah. Well, what they got coming up here, I think, are winnable games. Interestingly enough, they're traveling to play the Rams. The first place Rams, 3-1 Rams that have won 3 straight games. I remember I told my sleepers this year were the LA Rams and the Raiders, and they're both 3-1. The Raiders, by the way, have won all 3 of their games on the road. So the Bills are going to the Rams, and I'm not surprised that the Rams are actually playing better. I think going back to LA was a good thing for them, actually. So I don't know. I just had a feeling. And like, you look at the Rams, you're like, well, what do they have except for the guy who could run the football? But their defense is pretty solid. They don't have a quarterback. But these are the Bills' next 2 games. Or these are the Bills' next 3 games. And you tell me they can't win 2 of these 3 games, okay? You got at the Rams. Okay. Home for the 49ers, who are just a disaster. A disaster. And then at the Dolphins on October 23rd, on my brother's birthday, the day after your birthday. So you're telling me that they can't – they could win 2 out of 3, maybe even run the table.
Yeah, they got to win 2 out of 3 of those for sure. They could win all 3. I'm hoping they do. But, you know, if they don't go 2-1, they're in big trouble.
Obviously. You know, they need to go at least 2-1 in those 3 games. Because is the rematch. The rematch with the Patriots, who, of course, are getting Grady back. And then at the Seahawks, and then at the Bengals. So those are their next 3 games. Are home for the Patriots.
Right, and they'd be lucky to win one of those.
And then Seattle, a Monday night football game. And then 2 weeks after their bye week, at the Bengals, which is a tough place to play. So, I said it earlier with the Bills schedule. Games like at the Raiders and games like home for the Steelers are going to decide, and games like at the Jets, which is their final one, are going to decide whether or not, you know, it could make or break their season. Those are the kind of games, along with these games that are winnable, whether or not they get the required wins to get in. So this is actually the focus. That is the focus, actually, of this show, I guess. It's the Buffalo Bills, who are back on track.
It always seems to go back around to the Bills, you know. The wagon, like the Buffalo Bills.
Somehow, it always goes back to the Bills. And they're getting Darius back, actually. So that's a big add to them. Darius is going to come back for their next game. And, you know, Shady McCoy had a couple of touchdowns yesterday. And T-Mobile continues to impress. The Buffalo Bills could be a factor, Mr. Kennedy. And once again, I want to thank, it doesn't matter what coast he goes to, I want to thank once again the Statmaster for not, once again, he was the one who didn't show for a show that I promised I would deliver. So a good job out of him, a great job out of you, of course. And this was an interesting show to do, but we do have to go. But our next show will be tomorrow. And this one will probably definitely be at 9 catered. So there are no excuses. All right, Colin, thank you for being part of it again. This is Football Badness, Hard Hits Network. And tomorrow, baseball show, all right? Midnight, we will talk all wild card, and it will be focused. All right, that is it for Colin Kennedy. This is Derek Fuxfield signing off. We'll see you all next time. Good night, everybody.